This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. It is Monday, the 13th of January at 12:04, coming up to 12:05 in just a beep. There you go, 12:05. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Rudge.
And, of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
As usual, we'll be sat talking to you for about an hour up until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to drop us a text message and get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram over at BFM Radio. Most of today, in fact, I think 99.9% of today's show is going to be revolving around automation and AI. We posed a question a little bit earlier on about how we complain about food hygiene. We complain about customer service. We complain about consistency of the food that we receive. And in fact, perhaps the service consistency that we receive here in Malaysia and elsewhere, let's be honest. And so we thought we'd pose the question as to whether or not robots are the solution to some of these problems. And when we talk about robots, we don't necessarily mean a human-looking thing sat behind the counter serving you. We talk about those things like the omelette-making robot and a few other simpler robots. That is our question for today. Story number two is, how is AI failing business? And if it is, why is it failing? And then we'll be wrapping up with a positive spin about how AI has beat humans at spotting breast cancer. So, get in touch. You have the whole show to do so. 018-789-8899. WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. So this all started from an article we picked up in Tech Insider. And the headline is, some of San Francisco's robot-run restaurants, oh my word, alliteration, are failing. It could simply be that we still want to be served by humans and not machines. So reading through the article, it's quite long. It's 20-odd pages, 15 of which are photographs. It talks about little food startups and coffee shops and one thing going on. And of course, San Francisco is this nexus of coffee and tech. So it's the ideal place to be doing this kind of thing. And a whole bunch of restaurants have popped up over the past couple of years where automation and robot food, that's perhaps not the right phrase, but you know what I mean, has been a big thing. And normally what happens is that these robots are in the back end of stuff. You really don't see much stuff. You walk up, you order your stuff on a tablet. 4 or 5 minutes later, your food is served to you piping hot and, you know, almost exact to your order. Now, it turns out that a lot of these little restaurants have been failing. And so the research has been as to why this might be. And a lot of the research is pointing toward the fact that there's a single element missing, and that is the human touch. And when we talk about the human touch, is there something that we're not connecting with, and what is that connection that we're missing? We talk about how we want consistency. We talk about how things want to be perfect. If anything can do something perfect, it's a robot. What is it that we're not, that they're not doing for us? Is it because there's nobody there to complain if your order is not correct? Right. Do you just need that little bit of human interaction to make your food or your coffee taste a little bit better? I mean, it's not too dissimilar from putting your 5 ringgit or 4 ringgit into a coffee machine, pushing a button, and your coffee being, you know, served.
Right.
Technically, that's a robot, right? Arguably. So what do we think is missing?
Okay, so for me, it's not so much the human element, right? I'm just talking about traveling experiences at the airport, right? And I see one restaurant filled with people, cashiers and all, and they were rude, right? And they were rude and everything, like, oh God, you need automation, right? So there's got to be a certain, and I know like the certain element of automation where you can do your orders online, but sometimes I don't know how the processes of using the machine, and I just like, you know, and there have been situations where there isn't anyone around where I can ask, right? So there is, if there's just that one person that tells me, okay, this is how you use the machine, da-da-da, then I think that would be a good strategy. Just a small element of a human touch, because things get lost in translation. You know, things, you know, you're traveling countries that don't speak English. So you just need, like, how do I do this? How do I even translate to English? You know, that sort of thing, right? So you need a bit of help. And when I'm when you're sharing that article, you know, if, I think fine dining restaurants will continue to be served by people.
Right.
Automation for hygiene reasons, behind the scenes, that sort of thing, that would be good moving forward. But again, the scale of the restaurant, the type of restaurants, fast food restaurants, is a fish fillet, it's a fish fillet, right? Mm. How do I go about ordering it? I probably need help.
So you need like a human concierge almost?
Yes.
Okay.
Either that or the UI needs to be flawless. Mm. I mean, you need to be able to, you know, look at it and know exactly. It needs to be intuitive. Need to know. Yeah. You should be able to use it at the first time, you know, effortlessly, right? So for me, I guess when I heard about, I mean, we've been talking about, you know, AI in restaurants and in the food service industry, and it sounds really cool. You know, if you go in and to take your orders via automation, and then maybe have a robot hand you your a robot barista hand you your coffee, or you know, have your eggs made by a robot. I mean, the first time that would be cool. But, you know, after that, I think it's just a novelty that would wear off. Mm. And you'd still, you know, if you had something else that you needed, you wanted more napkins, or, I mean, that's when it comes to service. Sometimes it's just best to have that human touch for things like that. Mm. But I understand with this, with these businesses in San Francisco that have been robot run, I think the initial investment would have been really high to get something. Because this is something new for now,
novel,
right?
Yeah.
And so they would have had to pump in a lot of money. And then once the novelty wears out for the people who've heard that, oh, this is a robot-run restaurant, and there are so many of them popping up in the San Fran area. So I guess after a while, you know, you spread your business out and you're just not making enough back. And then there are also all these concerns about automation causing job losses in the F&B industry as well. So I guess that's why in the long run it didn't quite work out. But I still think that automation in the back end is the way of the future. Mm.
So there is one restaurant over there in San Francisco, and it's called Creator. They opened in mid-2018, and they have robot attendants and humans present in most of their restaurants. And what they make burgers. So the robot prepares the Creator burger, but it's the human that takes your order and performs the other tasks. So like you say, Ords, it's the back end of stuff that the robots are actually doing. And as you said, Frida, you know, a fillet of fish is a fillet of fish is a fillet of fish. You can't really go that wrong.
I think I've seen a video of this robot that actually flips the burgers in the back. It's called Flippy. And basically it uses like a machine learning, and it can actually see your food on the grill, and it can tell between a cooked burger and uncooked burger and one that needs to be flipped. But that is its only choice. All it has to do. So it has to flip the burger when it's time, put a fresh piece of meat on the grill when it needs to, when there's a new order, and then you have an actual person, a human being, preparing the burger, the cheese and the lettuce and everything else, and then the robot just comes and places the piece of meat on top of the burger that's already ready to go. Like, just put the bun on the top and ready to go. So that's what Flippy does. And it's apparently helped ensure that all the burger patties are cooked evenly, consistently, and there's hygiene as well, because it also cleans the grill when it's done. So that way, can't you see the value in that?
Yeah.
But of course, how much are you going to have to pay for a robot like Flippy?
And we talked to so many of these restaurant owners, right? And finding staff is so difficult, right? So, I mean, this would really would ease their burden. And I understand if people do automate, it's for business reasons rather than novelty reasons.
Okay, well, let's localize it a little bit. There's a couple of things that I thought about. And it is, how different would a roti canai be made by a robot compared to a human being, right? And when was the last time when you ordered te tarik that you actually saw it being tarik? When was the last time you saw that, right? You buy it now and it's already made, it's probably been stirred somewhere. You don't see that anymore. Now, I imagine robots being able to do that and it be, you know, perfect.
There already is a robot that does teh tarik. I can't remember where it was, but we saw it in the news last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
And but just being able to see something like that locally would do a couple of things for me. It would be immediately, I'd be like, okay, I want to go and drink there. I want to go and eat there because I want to see this thing. You know, one, it looks fantastic. Two, the tea is going to be fantastic. And people will be talking about it. Your tourists would come in and be like, have you seen that thing happening over in Malaysia. It's doing this wonderful thing with tea, and gravity doesn't exist as it's making this thing. It would be awesome thing to see. I don't think it would be that dissimilar from when, you know, people were doing it for years upon years, and now I just don't see it anymore. People complain about, you know, we're not hiring the staff, we're not doing this. It's because these little things that for us have become part of everyday life are just disappearing, right? Bring it back. Let a robot do it if nobody else wants to do it anyway.
I mean, who wants to be flipping burgers for the rest of their life?
Exactly.
No, I mean, you talk to business F&B business owners, they'll tell you that career progression is something that's so difficult for their staff. And so that's why hiring and retaining talent is such a big issue for those in the F&B industry. Mm. So this might help. It's really expensive. It might help. Also, you know, these robots are not going to take a day off or not going to go missing just because someone offers them an extra 100 or 200 bucks a month. Mm. So pros and cons.
Time for a short break, ladies and gents. Let us know what you think about this. Are robots potential solutions for the complaints that we have about our food when it comes to service, consistency, hygiene? Let us know what you think about it. 018-789-8899. This is a WhatsApp number to tweet at, to message us at. Tweet us or get us over on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Music up next from Pat Benatar. Wow, that's an old one. With Heartbreaker up next on BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
With you all the way through until about 1 o'clock. Topic of discussion today is, are robots the answer to our F&B woes? We complain about consistency, we complain about hygiene, we complain about service. We spoke to you about a story about AI and robots over in San Francisco and about how they thought this was the solution. They opened up a whole bunch of restaurants over the last couple of years, and some of them seem to be failing for a number of reasons. One of the reasons being pointed out, though, is that the lack of human interaction. We asked for your opinions about this. We've got some on WhatsApp. We've got some on Twitter. I have some over here on InstaStory. Let's go to WhatsApp first with Freeman.
This is Anwar Roslan. It says, when I'm talking to a robot, I feel that it's not intelligent enough to understand what I need, especially when it involves certain background knowledge, plus cultural references, plus religious sensitivity. So I prefer talking to humans. Then we've got Yoling Sui. Said, if you go to grocery shopping during this pre-CNY season, which is Amazon cashless, it's in all the hypermarkets. It's queuing 20 minutes just to pay. It's just a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Point taken. And this is Benji. Zoom, a robot pizza in USA, also failed recently. Maybe perfection is overrated. Human touch, aka bacteria, is secret sauce. Best hawker stores in Malaysia are always in biohazard areas. Roadside nasi kandar store with car exhaust and dust all about.
There you go, Oats.
So looking at Twitter, we've got one here from Sui Chuan Ku who says, a platform for independent scoring of F&B and a discipline of not patronizing the bad ones, that will help. Robots just do what they're being told by humans. Hit those businesses where it hurts, the bottom line. That's the only way.
Mm. Okay, I've got a couple over on InstaStory that I'll address. Zarif has said, no, human interaction is actually one of the main elements of a pleasant service, surprisingly. When it's done well, it is, for sure. Kitty Eng has said, hygiene is my utmost concern. And Juno Cho has sent a whole bunch in. Waste money on AI instead of investing in its people and educating them, or else Malaysia will never be developed if the mindset stays underdeveloped. Sorry, shouldn't rely on AI. The need to teach the restaurant people the importance of hygiene. Kumar has said, no, the problem is people stopped cooking. Oh. How sure are we the robots are going to solve this? Well, there you go.
Stop the cooking?
They've stopped cooking. People have stopped cooking. In general, I think he means.
Like at home,
like
and stuff.
At home, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
my
yes.
household, for sure.
In your household, for sure. Mine's kind of done the opposite recently and has kind of turned around and started cooking a lot more. Right. We did manage to get somebody on the phone, though. Catherine Goh, General Manager of Santan and Tea & Co. We asked her a couple of questions. The first one was, currently the restaurant is already pretty digitized with order kiosks and online ordering. So why have they chosen to jump straight to digital ordering?
Over the past year, we have seen a monumental shift in digital ordering, especially consumers placing orders from their mobile phone. We are putting the investment into ordering kiosks online and other tech to the store so that we can gather data to make consumer interaction more frictionless. And of course, with the data collected, we have the ability to upsell and automate repetitive tasks in the kitchen. This would theoretically allow restaurants to be much more efficient with labor.
Of course, this is Catherine Goh, General Manager of Santan. In an article on Marketing Interactive, Tony Fernandez said the eventual goal is to have those kiosks interact with back-end automation. Tell us more about how you will automate that back-end process.
For back-end automation, there has always been a push to automate some of the common core functionalities such as cooking, cleaning, and serving. However, it should be noted that beyond this simple task, there's a lot of business logic which needs to be implemented by a human. There are two main issues that need to be tackled. First is having the machines to understand what people are saying. Next problem is code generation to solve problems and algorithm complexity. This is no easy task as not all problems can be generalized. AI and robotics will not replace chefs. If anything, allowing chefs more time to experiment with new flavors and dishes. We are aiming to offer new tools to expand our creativity and innovation, such as finding the precise timing to cook and serve, which will allow consumers wait time to less than 3 minutes, and handling high volume tasks such as service and cleaning.
Final question. Were there discussions on how automation would affect potential customer service interaction?
I do believe to some certain extent a robot can help to make a business more efficient in terms of at the back-end kitchen. However, for Santan, we are still believing in having human people with a smile at the service counter. That's where you can see, you know, at Santan service counter, we still have people and staff there to answer any questions from customers because we believe that Santan is a people business.
There's a couple of things in there that I'd like to address, and this is one of those things that comes up in topics of AI and automation a lot. Is she referenced there about how it would free up time for the chefs to be able to go off and experiment a little bit more with their time, therefore giving the chefs more time to play around with their food and whatever. I'm not so sure that is exactly what happens. I think once more time has been freed up for somebody, arguably to experiment, what happens is management and other elements of the company go, oh, well, the chef has got a little bit more time now. Perhaps we can have them doing something else or adopting a secondary role or doing something else. Do you agree with that?
So I read this article about this restaurant called Spice in Boston, spelled S-P-Y-C-E. And what they have is the back end is completely done by robotics and automation. So they have these tumbling pots in the back that are placed at 45-degree angles. And then they cook your food by just tumbling the food in the pot. So they have about 10 of those that are currently cooking different kinds of dishes and warm bowls for their customers. And they've actually employed a Michelin star chef. And what he does is his job is just to create new recipes like here and then. So they have like a special every other week, right? Something new that's created. But you have your regular stuff on the menu as well. But they have a Michelin star chef because they want that, you know, oh, if you come this week, you have something new to try. And that kind of helps with recurring business like getting customers to come back to you. And that's another point that I wanted to bring up, because I think research shows that you need your customer to come back to you, come back to your restaurant at least 3 times before they become a loyal customer, the kind that you know the name and you know what the order is going to be. And when you get them, right, then your customer lifetime value goes up, obviously. But to get a new customer is going to come in, to walk into your business and try your food, you know, that is the struggle that most restaurants have. But when you have these loyal customers, they are whom you make your money from, right? So how does that, if it's a robot, your food has to be completely like the best to have them coming in. But you know, if that novelty already wears off after the first time and the food isn't really great, you still need the people interaction to get your customers to come back to your restaurant, right?
And the other thing is, you know, would you feel comfortable about sitting in a restaurant knowing that the majority of the staff are automated and are robots. I think it would just be weird sitting at a table where there's barely any staff. I mean, the interaction between the customers would be fine, you know, but with there being nobody kind of flitting between and checking on your table and, you know, being able to call somebody, I just think that would be a little odd, don't you?
Like if you go to a sushi restaurant right now, you've got the conveyor belt. Right. So that is a balanced mix between automation and humans.
And the, you know, like where you order yourself through the tablet and you know, you can't say you got my order wrong.
Right.
Because you did it.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. Right, we're going to take a short break. Music up next. It is Stevie Wonder with For Once in My Life. When we come back, the question still on AI is, has AI failed business? Has it or has it not? Why? We're going to have that discussion. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Don't forget, if you'd like to join the topic of conversation, 018-789-8899 is the number. When it comes to F&B businesses, we complain about hygiene, service and consistency all the time. Could robots be the solution? Let us know. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.